Cheech, top of the circle, Horton, the drive, score! The Bruins knock out Montreal!
Episode 58 of the Big Bad Bruins podcast. That's right, we are back and we are getting wrapped up for the pre-trade deadline era here in this season of the NHL. We are excited to see what the Bruins are going to do. Or maybe we're not. We're not really sure exactly what they're going to do. I mean, they seem to have their toes in a lot of water, and we'll see. We'll see what actually comes of all this. We're going to talk about a couple of trade targets that may be off or are off the table now. A lot to get to tonight. But first, I got to bring in my co-host because he's got to tell us about his fantastic day on Saturday. Chris, what's up, buddy? Are you still reeling from your return to the garden, your triumphant return to the garden?
It's extreme. I'm still walking on water from that occasion. What a time. Like, one of the best times of my life. I mean, yesterday was mine and my wife's 15th wedding anniversary, which also that's tops, but number two, it's there for me right now. Totally. Of course, that thing beeps when I'm trying to talk, but you know how it goes.
Well, I thought you were going to say that your number one moment in your life was starting doing this show with me. I was sorely mistaken and clearly misjudged my importance in your life. But I guess your anniversary can be up there.
Right. No, it was just a fun time. Just something that I'll always remember for sure.
Well, it helps that they won.
Oh, it was a wild game. The first period going by, I'm like, yep, here we go again. Instant tweet, yep, need more from this team. It's a broken record. And then all hell breaks loose in the second period. It was just a wild game. And Marshawn getting the Hattie was icing on the cake.
And, of course, your boy David Krejci got his 500th assist in that game. I know that had obviously something to do with you. And don't get me wrong, as soon as I started watching that game, I was like, I can't wait to blame Chris for their loss. I was ready for it. Not that I was hoping for the Bruins to lose. I was eager to really get on top of you for that reason.
Cason's just went completely cuckoo after that whole thing happened. But you know, I normally come on here a lot of times. I'm a little bit grumpy from time to time, but. It was pretty cool that I think most of my followers are happier that it happened with me in the building than me actually witnessing it live. So that was a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah.
Krejci forever.
Yeah, Krejci forever. I was disappointed you did not get on the ice, though. I was disappointed you did not get on the ice. I was going to hold you to that.
Charge the ice.
Yeah. Well, I think the listeners.
Well, wasn't impossible because you dropped the ball on the shirt.
No. Oh, that has nothing to do with you running on the ice. We could have. Yeah, you could have screamed Krejci forever, or you could have been like Big Bad Bruins podcast forever. Follow us on Twitter. Download the app. Something like that. You know, I was hung like hell
after that happened. I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
when it first happened, I didn't realize that it was actually him who scored. And I'm like, holy shit, my notifications are going off the deep end. And then I see Krejci score. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, you don't even have
what
to
What a game, though. Jesus.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Pasha should have got a hat trick, too. He got hauled down massive in front of that open net.
This is kind of where we're at in terms of what do we think about where this team is. And they've played well. They've won some nice games. that top line scores 90% of their goals, so. Though. Like, I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love seeing Brad Marchand score and Pastrnak score, but right. I can't remember who tweeted
it. That's just
it. Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
Like, everyone's talking about secondary scoring and whatnot, and you go to the goal scorers of that game, 2 for Pasek, 3 for Masha, 1 for Bergeron, 1 for Krejci.
That's
like, whoa.
All the players that
aren't.
Your
secondary scoring, yeah. All right. Right, right.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's funny because the last time I actually went to a game was like, Jesus, over 30 years ago. That was the first Bruins game that I've ever saw in that building.
Oh, wow. Really?
What really stood out to me more than, oh, yeah. It was like my 30-plus year return, my wife's first. So it was pretty cool. But what really stood out to me the more than anything was this pace of play is way quicker now than it ever was.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you see it on TV, but you can't really truly appreciate it until you actually see it. It's wild. It's wild stuff. And then there was Bruins players I didn't know were even on the ice because they were virtually invisible.
Where were your seats?
Charlie Coyle.
Oh. And, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I like the guy, but I didn't. You know how I knew he was actually playing? As of the first period, they had an interview on the bench like they normally do, and it was him. Aside from that, I didn't know he was even there. He was a ghost.
5 goals in 35 games. That's not going to cut it.
No.
No, not at all.
Another one who needs to pick up his game, this is going to ruffle some feathers, is Trent Frederick.
Yeah,
another one that was basically a ghost. I mean, Bjork was at least noticeable, but he's not playing again for whatever reason. I think it's a trade piece, but what the hell do I know? Not much.
Well, again, that's a pretty decent segue into, you know, kind of the news that is relevant to the Bruins, but not necessarily related to the Bruins, and that is obviously the trade yesterday. New Jersey sent Kyle Palmieri, a often favorite, almost close trade target of the Bruins.
Oh yeah.
always close. Kyle Palmieri and Travis Zajac for AJ Greer, Mason Jost, and a 2021 first round pick, as well as a conditional fourth round in 2022. The two players are depth forward, so essentially the centerpiece of this trade was the first round pick from the Islanders. So this obviously takes, and then again, naturally we heard the reports after the fact that the Bruins were interested. Well, that's good. You know, they came close. Well, that's awesome.
That's the thing. Like around like noonish, they were like there. They were like leading in the pack.
Yeah.
I think ultimately what it came down to was Don's not willing to part with that first round pick, and honestly, I can't blame him.
No, I mean,
it's kind of a deal breaker for me when you're talking first round pick. Oh, you know, people are gonna say, oh, that's just classic Chris, he's a Sweeney honk, which is absolutely true. It's funny because I'll get so pissy about other GMs, like, he's not doing this. Don Sweeney does like nothing. I'll be sitting there praising it. Hey, I'm a hypocrite when it comes to that.
I was going to say, cue the sword coming out of the sheath and the iron armor.
Right,
you know, that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Can you really blame them for not giving up a first round pick for a possible
rental?
You know, he's not going to rental.
Yeah, you don't want this turning into Rick Nash 2.0, you know, and this kind of. You know, we talked about it last week. We talked about it the episode before. And, you know, it's still a problem. We started the show talking about it. Is it going to be enough to make this team better than what it is? And I'm not too sure. But I don't know. This team is very strange because I look at their flaws and I see there's no way they can win multiple playoff series the way they play. They can't rely as much as they do on scoring from just a couple players. But then I look at it and I'm like, well, they have 3 games in hand with every team above them, including the Islanders. And
they got a ton against Buffalo too.
Yeah, they have a ton against Buffalo. So, I mean, they win those 3 games. They're right in the mix for the top seed in this division. So at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, well, you know, how concerning is it? Look, I still don't think this team is like one player away from being a cup favorite. I think it's very flawed. Just because the rest of the conference might be flawed doesn't mean the Bruins are any less flawed. So I think there's certainly an opportunity. I'm not saying that it is impossible for the Bruins to contend in the playoffs. The problem is, though, I'm just not going to bet my money on it right now. And again, I don't see a huge swing the momentum trade that's going to do that for the Bruins, including getting Paul Maurice, and certainly for a first round pick. Because like you said, there's a chance he's not going to re-sign. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting there. Well, you don't have a first round pick. The NHL has a flat cap for the next couple of years. So not only is that first round pick a talent value, but it's monetarily a value to a hockey team because of the cap limitations that are going to be in place for all these teams. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not so disappointed that they didn't pull the trigger on this, but at the same time, you're looking at it like, well, the Islanders they're making moves now. If they pay off, well, they got a pretty good shot moving forward. You know, the Islanders have been a good team for the last couple of years, so this isn't, you know, a team that's coming out of nowhere. I just don't. Again, correct me if I'm wrong. I just don't see a blockbuster move out there that's going to solve the Bruins' secondary scoring.
Nah, you need multiple moves. You still need a defenseman and you still need a winger.
Yeah. How about, you know, real quick, how about, you know, needing a defenseman? you know what would be nice? I'm just going to put it out there. A 6'7" lumbering defenseman averaging 20-plus point minutes a game and playing significant special teams minutes. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. Just saying, that would be nice. Oh, it kills me. It kills me. Chris. I put on a brave face, I do. But in reality, it pains me to see Zdeno Chara with the Washington Capitals. This team misses Zdeno Chara in so many ways.
You know, it's like that meme where the guy's got that smiling face, but behind he's shedding massive tears.
Yeah, no, I would have the mask off. I mean, I try to put on it, but I would not be ashamed to just bawl and cry if we were on camera, because that's how much I miss Zdeno Chara. It makes it almost, like, painful for me to watch when they play the Capitals, because I'm just sitting there saying, like, how do you let this guy walk? Like, I'm happy with I love Bergeron as the captain. I'm happy about that. That has nothing to do with it. I just, from a standpoint of the guy's been your captain for since 2007, and the fact that he's still a valuable player on the ice, not just in the locker room, but on the ice, and it's he would be very useful right about now. Let's just put it that way. Just saying.
I don't know how controversial this really is, but I think that he actually misses leadership.
Oh, yeah. No, I think so. Play.
And that's not a knock on Bergeron or any of that core. I mean, Chara was the voice of that locker room. He spoke it. It mm-hmm. meant something.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Look, that's not an insult. I mean, last year you had those guys and Zdeno Chara. This year you have those guys, but you don't have Zdeno Chara. You have... You know, and you talk about guys across the board that have been struggling. You're not going to get likely much leadership out of those bottom six players, six forwards that are not producing. Like, I mean, they're not bad teammates. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're not going to get that type of leadership from a guy. I mean, Zdeno Chara could be struggling to play, but when he speaks, you still listen. The Bruins don't have that, and I think, again, that all falls on the weight of the shoulders of just a handful of guys. And unfortunately, they can't play 60 minutes a game.
Right.
So, do you have a fax machine? What is this, 1995?
No, someone was just calling.
Oh. I was going to say, Chris Blackley. Blackley.
Come on, it's happening again. Hold on.
Folks, Chris loves his 1990s technology. There we go.
Yeah, I'm back.
What was that? It was like a fax machine / paper shredder /
beeper.
Yeah, beeper. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm on a car phone in my house. Okay, all
right. Right, right.
But yeah, so where were we? Zdeno Chara, I miss him. Mm-hmm. Missed the leadership, missed the play on the ice. And look, I mean, it doubly hurts that he's with one of your rivals, especially your rival this season. So it's, I'm not over it, Chris. I'm not. It hurts.
They miss Krug too.
Like, oh yeah. Really, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's not like we sat here and pretended like that wasn't going to be an issue. We talked about how we were concerned about this when it happened. You know, we kind of understood Krug. We're going to go back in the Wayback Machine here for a minute and, you know, talk about episodes of yesterday, you know. But we certainly were concerned about the absence and the loss of Krug. We kind of expected it. I don't think either of us, until maybe later in the process, ever thought that Zdeno would walk, or the Bruins, rather, would allow him to do that. They really do miss both of them. And again, we haven't even brought up some of the injuries to this that this team is dealing with right now. Add in the fact that now Charlie McAvoy is banged up, and
he's gone long term.
Yeah, I mean, you're even more cooked. And again, this might be controversial, which shouldn't be the case, but you're cooked if Tuukka Rask does not come back.
Yeah,
I mean, bottom line, I don't. Matt Kalman calls him the second coming, kind of jokingly, obviously, tongue-in-cheek, the second coming of Marty Brodeur, Jeremy Swayman. As great as he was in his first game, and it's exciting to see what he can do. If he or any of these other guys are your guy moving forward in the playoffs, you don't stand a chance. And that's it's not meant as an insult. And I hope I'm wrong. I mean, good God, I hope I'm wrong. I mean, if Jeremy Swayman goes out there and is the second coming of Marty Brodeur, guess what? I'll be happy to be wrong. I'd be the first one to say, you know what? Lay it on me. I was wrong, but I just don't think I'm going to be in this situation. So, folks, if this injury of mystery when it comes to Tuukka Rask is something that is going to linger, and let's not forget, I mean, he's old when it comes to hockey players. You don't stand a chance. I mean, you can figure out secondary scoring. You can figure out all your other problems. If you don't have Tuukka Rask, good luck getting out of maybe the second round, if that.
I don't think you can get out of the first.
No, me neither. Me neither. I mean, at the very best, maybe you push it to a seventh game and miraculously win a seventh game. But no, you don't have Tuukka Rask. Your hopes are shot this season. And that's not an insult. We saw Halak last year. He played admirable. Yeah, I can't even say it right now. He played well. You know how sometimes you just get stuck in a word and it's almost like
I'm kind of over the Halak situation here in Boston.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, he serves a good purpose as a backup, but that's what he is a backup. And I think people...
he's been crappy this year.
Yeah, and again, once you don't start doing your job, well, guess what? Then you become expendable. And, you know, it's not terribly unexpected. I mean... he's a backup for a reason, and he's getting older just like Tuukka Rask. So it is exciting to see these young guys play well. If they're your guys going into the playoffs this year, you're cooked. Not a chance. And again, maybe this is a little reverse psychology, Chris. You know, maybe I'm trying to negative the positive, you know, try to say things like we do sometimes on the show. It kind of works from time to time. We'll say things will be overly negative and the exact opposite happens, which we're perfectly happy with that continuing to happen. So maybe Swayman, like I said, does become the second coming of Marty Brodeur.
It's massively painful for me in a way to root for Swayman, knowing that he came from the University of Maine. I still hold a grudge. You had no business winning that title. None.
All right. Are you gearing up? Oh, that's not the one I wanted.
Yeah, I'm getting worked up thinking about it, so we should probably just...
Is it too late?
Alfie Michel. No, let's just make over 40 saves and let's just steal this title from a team that's was the best team in college hockey all year. I don't care that the year's 1999, I'm still talking about it.
Yeah. Oh man, it's funny. I like the commitment to holding a grudge that you have. I appreciate that.
Oh, I'll go to my grave frustrated about it still. It just is the way it is. But yeah, I mean, I hear a lot of people on Twitter, you know, the usual suspects. Oh, the future is right now. It's going to be Vidar and Swayman going forward next year. You're still cooked if that's the situation.
Yeah. Yep.
Just hope you guys know that. And this, you can't judge, like, for me, with goalies especially, I'm, like, overly cautious about not throwing them into the fire, so to speak. But Vidar's got 3 starts. Swayman's got 1.
Mm-hmm.
Pump the brakes just a little bit.
I agree. Look, you can't – and more specifically to your point about next year, too, I 100% agree with that. You need Tuukka Rask. As much as you want to convince yourself, yeah, it's the future, yeah, it's the future, well, what if, you know, what if these kids come in and, you know, maybe they get on a bad streak and they're not ready? That may happen.
They lose confidence.
Exactly.
When they don't need to be losing their confidence.
Exactly. And then you're in a problem because then you're guess what? I don't know if Toronto's, you know, right around the corner willing to trade you a franchise goalie again, you know? So what do you do from there? And so, again, I think people need to and that's why I keep looking at this team and I'm trying to not, you know, because, you know, the fan in me wants them to go out and make a splash just so we can talk about it and we can be like, all right, this guy's going to change everything. 41-year-old Jaromír Jágr is going to change everything. And then he goes and scores like 1 goal in the regular season, but it was still fun to watch him. The fan in me obviously still wants that. But if I'm thinking big picture, if I'm thinking practically, I think the chances that this team, as it currently was constituted a week ago, and as it presently is constituted with the roster and the injuries and everything, is just not good enough to win a Stanley Cup. And I don't think they're that close. So don't ruin your future because you get impatient. Like you said, don't trade a first-round pick for Kyle Palmieri when he could very well sign elsewhere, or he could very well turn into Rick Nash 2.0. I mean, there's no certain guarantee that he's going to be hit. The difference that he makes on the team is going to be enough to bring them over. You still have a nicked up Tuukka Rask. You still have issues secondary scoring. Like, he may come in and add a few goals, but that still doesn't change the fact that you're still getting over 50% of your goal scoring from the top line. So
right.
Don't sacrifice the future for such a low, just a low payoff. Like, I mean, you're betting $25 to win 5, you know? So.
Right. So I'm certainly going to be interested going forward, like with the Rask situation. Boy, if that injury is a lot more severe than we're all thinking, there's a chance he doesn't even come back next year. He just says, the hell with it, I'm all done. Like, that's always been something in the back of my mind anyways with Rask, where he's just going to say, the hell with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a good enough career, I'm out.
Yeah, look,
He comes out and says, you know, I've had it with Boston's bullshit. I get treated like crap. I've been a top goaltender my entire career virtually here. I'm all done. I'm not putting up with it no more. And away he goes. Then you're in the lurch then.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't blame him for that either, you know?
Right.
And it's not – it's really – that's where we're at right now with Tuukka. Because he's at the point of his life and in his career where he can do whatever. And he's never – and this isn't a judgment on his commitment, because I know, you know, the haters out there will jump down and say, see, look, he's not committed. He's not focused yet. No, he is. But at the same time, he's a guy that doesn't seem like he needs to play until he's 40 years old. You know, Martin Brodeur needed to play. He wanted to play until he was – I think he retired at, what, 39? Something like that, 40. Yeah. So, like, he wanted to play. He forced himself to play. I don't see Tuukka as that guy. I see Tuukka as a guy who, you know, when he feels the time's there, he's going to go. And he's going to be perfectly fine with that. And if it means that it comes sooner rather than later, know, I think he'll be all right with that. I don't think it's going to happen next year, but again, without knowing what this injury is, how long it's going to last, who knows, again, what exactly the future is. But I'll tell you this, the Bruins are far better this year, next year. We'll save the following years for judgment down the road, but the right. next year and a half, they are far better off as a team and more of a contender with Tuukka Rask between the pipes. So.
Oh, great. I find it kind of interesting that the Bruins are linked to a couple of goaltenders now, whether you could actually be comfortable with them actually being a goalie in the event that, you know, Rask is all done or whatever the case may be. Elvis, I can't pronounce his last name, out in Columbus, and Kemper out in Arizona, the two names they've been linked to. So that's fairly interesting, I thought.
Yeah, and look, that is a move that kind of gives you a little bit more insurance and more of a move for the future because, you know, you've already brought up Halak. I think, you know, I don't think he's going to be here next year. so they're going to need a backup goalie, you would think, because also you take into account, well, maybe Tuukka doesn't play as much next year. Maybe he is banged up. Maybe it is lingering. You want to have a guy, a veteran, that can kind of maybe shoulder the load. And if he's not going to play the rest of this season, I would much rather put a veteran in net in the playoffs, not with some hope that he backstops them to a Stanley Cup. No, but to preserve the young guys, sort of to what we were mentioning before, the whole confidence thing. If, you know, Swayman goes out and he ends up somehow being the game one starter in a series and they just get whitewashed, I mean, just rolled over, not necessarily his fault, but, you know, sometimes you're just not ready for that moment. And maybe right. that's the case. That could ruin him for the rest of his career. I mean, confidence and sports, all that, it's such a fickle thing. I mean, you can really ruin a kid. So I'd feel much better not only having that veteran to play in the playoffs, but having that veteran kind of in your back pocket for next season too, because I, again, assume Halak will not be here and, you know, you can't guarantee anything with Rask at this point. So
no. Well, you can't. Be interesting to see what happens. That deadline's pretty damn soon here, Monday. Yep.
April 12th.
We're doing this on the Thursday. I think if anything happens with the Bruins, it's going to happen soon. They don't normally do so much on the deadline.
So we'll see. They don't usually do much on any days around the deadline, usually. So what are we kidding?
Look out.
No, I'm just saying. People gear themselves up for one thing, and they get the, you know, the Walmart version, you know, the store brand.
Right.
That's not an insult to the store brand. The store brand's nice, but
yeah, Thompson calling. Nothing happens. He wants to call Sweeney Dollar Store Don.
there you go. I mean, look. At that point, it's like I'm not going to criticize him for not doing anything because, like I said, I feel like that might almost be the smarter move, just where they're at. But it is going to be funny. Not funny, but it'll be. I'll be eager to see the reaction post-trade deadline from Bruins fans, one way or the other, whether they whether they make a trade or whether they stay put or what. I'm going to be really curious to see how that plays out. So you mentioned we are recording this on a Thursday, which means, guess what? They play Zdeno Chara and the Washington Capitals tonight. Swayman's going to get the start. Assume Charlie McAvoy's not going to be in there.
He's out this week.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this game?
It's Washington. Who the hell knows what's going to happen?
Bruins are 2-1-1 against them in their last four, which I was kind of surprised at because you just assume they lose every game. But that's because they started like 0-11-3. So that's why you had that lingering thought in your mind that they're just always going
to
lose.
This team is so Jekyll and Hyde. I don't know what to expect from them from game to game. They can look like world beaters one game and they disappear for three, or vice versa. I don't know what to expect out of this team right now. I can't pinpoint it. But I do have a fever on one player.
Oh, yeah?
If you want to. There you go.
And the only prescription is more cowboys.
That looks like a follow.
Yeah, the timing was pretty good.
Right. I got distracted thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, let's. What is this fever gonna do?
Oh boy, like physically?
No. I'm saying like, what would it do for the Bruins? Let's say you have this fever, and the only way you can cure it
is Alex Iafallo.
Yes. How does that cure the Bruins help the Bruins?
He's a good little player. He's definitely got 20 goal potential in him. Fast. He plays on the top line. I'm fairly sure on the Kings.
You love.
He's a good piece. I'm starting to sweat thinking about it.
I was gonna say, are you okay back there? And I was gonna say you have this weird.
I'm breathing heavy.
Yeah, I was gonna say you really have a fascination with the Kings. Last year was Toffoli. Now it's this year.
Well, okay, guys. I'm glad you mentioned that. Those who know me fairly well know how much of a fever I had with Toffoli last year. I mean, it was huge for like 2 years.
Just like that. Every time you heard Toffoli, that was
my fever right now on Iafallo was already bigger than that one.
Wow.
Yeah, I need it. I need it to happen, and I need it bad. I need it.
You can go, was it Enrique Iglesias? I need you. Oh, now you got to have to ad-lib a little bit there. Come on.
Oh, I'm not singing.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you already got me once. That was frightening enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, unfortunately, I had no reason to play it yet today, but maybe I'll sneak it in there at some point.
It's going to be, you know, we're expecting all these guys, you know, the big names, which Bruins normally strike out on, but NHL rumors today. Heard Iafallo linked to the Bruins, so naturally that got me a little bit giddy this morning.
Yeah, well, again, I hate to be the Debbie Downer here, but I always chuckle when it's like, oh, linked to. I'm like, oh, great. if I had a nickel for every linked to the Bruins have been, I'd have a lot of nickels. So
it's going to be funny. We're expecting the Iafallos, possibly. You know, Connor Garland, Dustin Brown, ends up being Danton Heinen.
Yeah.
Welcome back, sweet prince.
Yeah,
I missed you.
You would be happy. You'd
probably. I saw the picture. What are you going to say for yourself? It was Mike Craddy Heinen. It was Craddy's doing. I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Fire.
Get away from me. I've had it with you. But yeah. He'd be a great pickup. He'd be a good guy. Very quick, fast skater.
And that's something like, look, it's not going to, again, turn the Bruins into a Stanley Cup.
And it's not going to cost you big bucks to get him.
Exactly. And it's going to be more of a move for the future. And maybe next year, all of a sudden, that really starts to kick in. But, you know, like I said, I just don't see... I just don't see anything out there that's going to change this team.
Yeah, like you're alluding to, there's not going to be that one massive move that says, okay, we're here. You need multiple, and some may not be enough, but that's not going to stop me from my Iafallo fever. No. I need it, follow.
Yeah, well, you might need to get a shot for that, too. Speaking of which, I'm getting my shot tomorrow. That's right. And unlike my instincts, I will not be blocking the shot, you know, because that's what I used to do. I was a goalie, so, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. That was bad. but I will be getting my vaccine.
Could have fooled me. I've seen a lot of pucks go over the top of your shoulder.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, because that footage does not exist. Okay.
What year were you in high school? Early 2000s?
Yeah, whatever. Just because there was lack of footage doesn't mean that there would have been footage if there was more footage.
It's a mission of mine now to find some type of video of you in net. Gotta have it.
I'm sure there's something.
Gotta find it.
But it certainly wasn't as prominent as it would be now. I mean, now it's like... kids have their own highlight channels on YouTube, and it's like I have like a VHS copy of like a highlight video that I think I see myself in, but it's kind of worn and whatever. So
what I really like to see is you smashing the stick over the side of the net.
Nope, not as far as I can tell that I have any of that. So yeah, if you can find it, I want to see it too, you know.
Right.
Because I think that'd be pretty impressive. So
Full frustration. Smash. Mother Glendo up yeah. in the up in the yeah, that's your new name, but I don't call you Glenda no more, you're Glendo.
You know, it's funny, I got that nickname a few times in hockey from different people. So yeah, instinctually I think you're right. That's not the first time people have called me right. that. So so there you go.
Mother Glendo from the stand just peering down at you like I'm gonna bust his ass.
Well, you know, hey, when those sticks are $80 a pop, you know, that's an expensive break. But
hockey's not a cheap sport to play.
No, I mean, well, trust me, if I was watching these games and like suiting up in my hockey equipment and watching at the same time, I would have broken a few sticks this season watching the Bruins play. Am I gonna break sticks tonight? I don't know. Again, without 50-50. Charlie McAvoy, no Tuukka Rask. You know, am I going to be surprised if they lose? No. Would I be surprised if they lost with those guys? No. Would I be surprised if they win? No, because this team is unpredictable. I really don't know what to expect out of this team.
No.
But I would say maybe if they get steamrolled or maybe they lose very bad, maybe that influences what they do here on the deadline as they get a little bit closer. But they do have a chance. Again, I mentioned it before. There's only a few games separating them and teams like the Capitals, teams like the Islanders. They have a chance to make up some points. Capitals right now with 54 points, the Bruins with 46, and with three games in hand. So you win those three games that you have in hand, all of a sudden you got yourself, you know, a conversation back in the fold there. So any final thoughts, Chris, before we say goodbye to this wonderful one?
Yeah, I got to take another shot at my buddy Thompson.
Uh-oh.
Steve.
Uh-oh.
Give me grief about Krejci not being around next season. I see an RKO in your future if that happens.
Uh-oh.
I've been throwing him a lot lately, haven't I? Rock bottom, and I'm going to rock bottom if the game don't happen. I'm going to RKO you if the Krejci isn't back.
Talk about something that needs to be on video camera. This is a must-have, not only for our watching and viewing pleasure, but for the subsequent trial and, I would imagine, conviction when you go to jail for assault. And it's a very easy open and shut case because we have audio.
No. It's going to be one of those things where it's like, yeah, let's go to your sister's house. You know, sister's got a pool. And I'll just come barreling down and smash RKO right in the pool.
Yeah, we definitely need this video camera. If you do not get this, I will be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, let's
all right. I still love you, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if Chris agrees.
It hurts me more than it hurts you.
Yeah, yeah. In the back of your mind, you're like, no, it doesn't. This is awesome. But
I could give you a jackhammer now just for good measure. Treat you like there's a Blackie family reunion.
Yeah, in a couple weeks, if Chris or if Thompson shows up on social media with like a neck brace and, you know, a body cast, I'm just going to assume that you two met at the pool and you delivered the RKO as promised.
Can you imagine that sight? Steve, a video with a neck brace?
Yeah. We will go on video and we'll have him on camera as he accuses you. Remember when I think it was remember when Triple H got hit with a car?
Oh yeah.
Oh no, I'm sorry. When Shawn Michaels got hit with a car and it turned out to be Triple H and he came out all like banged up and bruised in the wheelchair with the head bandage on. That'll be right. Thompson. So before we get too crazy and off track, I don't have too many more final thoughts for this game. Like I said, I just hope that this Bruins team listens to us and does the exact opposite of what we're saying that they have been doing. And all of a sudden the bottom six start scoring game after game after game. Will it happen? I don't think so. Keep an eye on this trade deadline coming up and some of the trades that go on not involving the Bruins because, again, that could give you some indication as to what they're going to do. So, in the meantime, we will be back post-trade deadline, Chris, post-trade deadline, where we're going to talk about all the acquisitions the Bruins made and how it made them the top Stanley Cup contender.
You might see us sneak in a deadline show and not even know about it.
Maybe. We'll see if something happens. Or, as I was saying, they will do nothing and we'll be right back here talking about the future. So, in the meantime, give us a follow on Twitter at Big Bad Bruins Pod. I'm at IGLEN31. And of course, Chris is at Chris_Blackie. That is BlackeRKO Thompson through a table and get it videoed on camera. So have a great week, folks. And let's go, Bruins.